Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
The best of O'Mara.
Happy Thursday, everybody. We are tardy this week in our getting to our football. We really normally spend a lot more time talking about it, but we have to dive right in to our NFL, not only the picks for this week, but the review of our record, right?
Yes, the results.
Is that right?
The results are in.
Yes, that's right.
Sure. Very, very exciting.
Kamish is here, Mike.
Yes.
Hi, Matty Masiello.
Hold on.
My microphone was not on.
Oh, she knocks people out, too. She's feeling good.
Yeah, that's right. But, Matty, the reason it was off was to prevent Mac from talking.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Okay.
Ready? Right. Yeah, turn the mic on and it would be helpful before the interruption. That's all. But I know what your priorities are and I live with it. Hold on. All right, Matty.
Yes, Mike.
I wanted to offer you a compliment. Okay. Your beau, who endures the constant barrage of commentary from all of us on the staff of, hey, he outkicked his coverage. Hey, what she's in. That is a good man you're with.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
That is a wonderful lad. Now, listen, having a daughter who's 24 and a daughter who's 22, I will tell you the same thing I would tell that. You know, you don't rush into anything, but I would tell you that in the event, whenever you decided that you were going to linger with this gentleman for the rest of your days, I think, in my humble opinion, you could do a lot worse. I find that lad to be a charming one. I'm giving a subtle compliment.
It could be worse. It's not a compliment.
I could do
that
worse.
Was
any more subtle?
Oscar Santana, I guarantee you that she has probably had similar conversations with her father.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Dads are not going to gush over a boyfriend. We're not going to do it.
Maybe it is a language barrier, or maybe I don't. You just said it could be worse.
Let me tell you why. Because I feel the bond with Maddie when I see her and when I see how young she is. It is very similar to the relationship I have with my daughters.
Okay.
And when I see her and I see the beau, I'm not going to come in here and say, this is the greatest guy in the world. What I'm trying to tell her, and I think hopefully Maddie gets it, is that I really do like that guy. I think he is an asset. He's a nice guy. He gets
What's his name again?
He's smart.
What is his name?
John.
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 Yeah, yes. Dear John.
Now, until this trip, I referred to him by old what's his name.
Old what's his name. John. Now, before we start our football, and I know we've got Nikki Diamond standing by.
Nikki's single, too.
Nikki's single, too. Was John offended that I had absolutely no idea who he was when I came into the theater?
Oh, I don't think so.
No. Okay, good, good. Because I walked in and I thought John was Johnny, intern Johnny.
What about...
Oh,
a few listeners what thought that, too.
Yeah, they thought that as well.
And okay, good. So I was not alone. All right.
And I'll say that you make a great couple. Is that too much of a compliment?
That's wonderful. Okay, saying was you could do a lot worse.
He could
that's
do worse.
That's a daddy... That's a... Is
true.
That Maddie? Maddie,
true.
Isn't that a fatherly type of thing to say?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, my dad's
I'm not
going to
go,
way.
Well, he's the greatest guy.
Yeah, he's not
Marry
gushing.
Him right away.
No.
What does your dad say?
They get along super well. I mean, John gets, he's like an old man, so he gets along with adults. Oh,
He's a don't mistreat my daughter. Treat her so good.
There is where you could, are you just making Maddie's father, the former mayor of Buffalo, New York, into like an Italian shopkeeper?
Well, not going to make him Irish doing? With the name Masiello.
Okay.
But the Teams does that.
And I would replace he's like an old man with, he's an old soul.
That's much nicer.
That's better.
He's like Mr. Rogers.
Let me tell you where I knew he
creepy.
Was an old soul.
That's
Carl
weird.
And I are walking on Fremont Street, and we see John. And John is just, as he always was to me, always a nice greeting, always, hi, how are you?
Yes.
He's not starstruck. He's not unfriendly. He's just John, and he's cool. And I like the kid a lot. And so I didn't. I wanted to mention that to Maddie all weekend long, but I never got a chance to. John, this is where the old soul comes in, is down at the bottom of the tower where they have the zip line.
Yes.
And I guess it was Maddie. Were you with Mac? Is that where you were?
Yes, Mac and I did the zip line, and then John stayed on the ground. He doesn't like heights.
Mike, you should refer.
I love the guy.
You should refer to the zip line by its proper name, because the more I heard it, the more it pissed me off because it doesn't make sense.
Okay.
It's called Slotzilla.
Slotzilla. Why is it called Slotzilla?
Because when you are launched on the zip line, it looks like you're coming out of a slot machine, except it doesn't.
Oh, okay.
All right, Slotzilla.
So, a lot of fun.
Slotzilla.
Did John entertain the fact that he should go with you as your boyfriend and not a random man from the show?
There was never a question that he was going to go up. He was very, I will stay here, Maddie. Have fun.
All right, that's good.
I'll take
and Max.
Picks.
Yeah, I'll eat some pizza and I'll watch you from.
Sure. Fremont Street Pizza.
That is, that is
exactly what happened.
Yeah. But by the way, Fremont Street Pizza. Fremont Street Pizza.
And you know the motto, Mike, you're in for a treat.
That's right. By the way, when you get the pizza on Fremont Street, it's spelled P E E T Z A.
Mike, but we were all winning.
It's number one.
We were all winners.
Everybody wins.
Everybody wins. Right.
Yes.
Maddie is here because we're going to
let's get Nikki on the line.
Let's review our picks from
results from last week.
Yes.
Was much better than the week before.
Oh,
but
good.
Mike still came in third.
Oh, Jesus.
Mm. 6-8.
Oh, God.
Oh, gross.
Rob, in what way is that better?
He was, what, 12 or
not,
2 and
yeah, I was worse
something.
The week before.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
all right, I guess.
That is better. All right, Rob, you were 11-3.
Thank you.
And Oscar, almost a perfect week, 13-1.
Wow. Oh, my God. I'd like to thank everybody for all the insight they've given me. I'd like to thank our friends at ESPN for saying, hey, go this way this week. I know you're down.
Hang out with those ESPN
And I want to thank Mac for really just standing in the corner awkwardly like he's in trouble while we do the show.
He really looks like a flipping doorstop.
Is he waiting?
With his hands in his pockets, like we just caught him with, they got in trouble at home and someone said, stand in the corner.
Right. As a matter of fact, Mac, can you face in? Thank you.
Yeah, face away from us.
Face away. He's got a great ass.
Nikki's here, correct?
Yes, he is.
Nicholas Diamond is on with us, and he's going to help us with our picks this week. Nikki, really, from the bottom of my heart, what a tender greeting you gave us out in Las Vegas for our 10th anniversary. It was well received, Nick. Nikki?
Nick?
Hey,
I hear
Nikki.
Him.
He's on and unmuted.
Yeah. Maybe he's taking a dump?
Nikki... Did someone check his apartment?
We're his checking right home? Now.
I hear the tone.
I do too.
I hear
the
tone.
Line is open.
The line is open.
Oh,
wait, it's coming.
Nikki?
Oh. Do me a favor. Call him back.
Yes, please
Thank
do.
Thank you very much. This is hilarious.
Okay. Well, overall.
Let's keep going. Yes, overall, what do we have?
Overall, Mike is at 88-70. Oof. Rob, 158. And Oscar in the lead, 102-56.
I'm down by two games.
Down by
not
two.
Bad.
Not
down
by
bad.
Two. Down by
striking
two.
Distance.
Still anyone's game.
I think it's official. I'm done.
Mathematically?
I believe I'm getting close to being mathematically eliminated.
It's close,
and I'll tell you what's mathematically
yet.
Eliminated is my throat today.
You sound better than yesterday, Mike.
Yeah,
you might
but
not
it
feel
hurts.
That way. You may not
it
feel that way.
It hurts right now. My
it hurts.
God.
It hurts.
All right.
Ooh, it
let's
hurts.
Move on without Nikki. We'll figure this out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Let's get to the picks this week. I'm going to try to think more.
Well, I guess Nikki's up again. We're getting the thumbs up.
And Nicholas? Nikki?
All right, forget it.
Yeah,
thank
he's
you.
Out.
Thank you very much. Let's get to the picks. Let's
right.
go,
right.
ladies and gentlemen.
Colts at Texans. 3-2-1.
Texans.
Colts. Nice pick, Mike.
Ooh.
Broncos at Bills. 3-2-1.
Bills.
Broncos.
Oh, God, Bills.
Okay. Giants at Bears. 3-2-1.
Bears.
Giants.
Now look at this, Mike.
I heard a bear. Did I hear a bear?
Yeah.
Did you pick the Bears?
I picked
that
the Bears.
Rob.
I
He's
did.
A bear.
All right.
In more ways than one.
Steelers at Bengals. 3-2-1.
Steelers.
Dolphins at Browns. 3-2-1.
Browns.
They're very popular on Fremont Street as well.
Yes, the Browns. Right in the corner.
Oh, in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Buccaneers at Falcons. 3-2-1.
Buccaneers.
Falcons. Oh, God. Falcons. Jesus.
Take your time, Oscar.
Sorry.
Mail them in later on this weekend.
Panthers at Saints. 3-2-1.
Saints.
Seahawks at Eagles. 3-2-1.
Seahawks.
Eagles.
Oh.
Oh.
Lions.
Gambling.
Lions at Redskins. 3-2-1.
Redskins.
Lions.
Oh.
Go Skins!
Ha ha!
Raiders at Jets. 3-2-1.
Raiders.
Raiders.
Jags at Titans. 3-2-1.
Titans.
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 Well, so Titans. If I say Titans, which I really
don't
want to say,
boy, that's
Rob
a buffalo.
Will yell at me.
You can take,
I can't
you can
win
take Buffalo
way.
Out of the girl, but you can't take
I can't
the girl.
Help it.
Or whatever. Titans.
Titans.
So now it just sounds forced. It does. I apologize either Titans. Way. Cowboys.
Hey, I love that movie with Leonardo DiCaprio. Titanic.
Oh, it's great. I love it.
Cowboys at Patriots. 3-2-1.
Patriots.
Cowboys.
I'm the only one who picked the Patriots?
Patriots.
I'm trying.
You are my soul.
Okay. Packers at 49ers. 3.
Niners.
Two. Oh, oh my. Okay.
Excuse sorry, me. Well, you didn't do your countdown.
Whoa.
I got excited about that.
That
I'm sorry.
That.
Packers.
Right, here we go. I'm going to screw everybody up now. Go ahead.
Okay. Ravens at Rams. 3-2.
Ravens.
Wait, did the other guys pick?
No, we didn't pick the game.
We didn't?
No.
Got to do. Go back to Packers, no. Niners, Packers, and I'll wait this time.
Packers at Niners.
I said Packers.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Niners.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Niners.
And, that's funny. And lastly, Ravens at Rams, 3-2-1.
Ravens.
Niners.
What? No, no, no. That can't be right.
Rams.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
I've lost
now, if interest. All the dogs come in, Mike, you're going to be good to go.
Yeah, you are, because you did not stick with the pack.
I have no choice.
Yeah,
I got to gamble every week at. Now, and we'll try to get Nikki on next week.
Thank you.
And find out what happened. Hey, Pony, would you like to volunteer what happened to Nikki Diamond?
Mike, I tested the phones this morning. They worked. I have no idea what
can
the
you
hell
dial
happened.
Out now, right sure. now, to see if they work? Because mm-hmm. I don't believe that for some reason. I just don't. This is not your week, Mr. Ponyboy Matt Bloom. Let's check.
When is his Matthew? Week?
I don't hear a single tone being dialed out right now as we're live on the air.
Right.
I'm thinking the routing is off on this.
Well, no, I wasn't dialing him live. I was dialing him, putting him on hold, and then pushing him through.
Okay, but I don't hear anything live. You could be able, should be able to do
live.
That and hear the dialing if we're live here.
Yeah, I didn't think you wanted me to dial live, though. I will do that right now.
Okay. It seems like
I said I'll get you a drink, Spider.
Spin to me.
That's right.
I said I'll get you to... You mumbling, bumbling.
Hey.
What you got me? Pony boy, you got me on the pay no mind list, kid?
Let's call him Spider instead of Pony.
Oh, my God. Yes, Toad. I'm wrong.
Spider.
I'm wrong, and I'll admit it. I'm big enough.
Thank you, Pony. I mean, Spider.
Hey, girl.
Hey,
Pony.
Mickey.
How are you? No, it's Pony.
Up?
He called himself.
Oh, he called us?
Oh, he called us? Him. All right. Well, it's too late anyway. I don't even know.
What's
the running time on the show right now?
I have
12:57. Okay.
You heard him on your side, though?
I heard him on the headset here.
Oh, weird.
That is weird.
Weird.
Yeah, weird. Weird.
Well, it works.
Whoa.
The phone works.
Thank you, Spider.
Thank you.
Thanks, Spider. Pony, how do you like the nickname Spider?
It's better than Pony.
Oh, good.
You know what?
All right. You own it.
Oh,
I'll call
God.
You Spider for the rest
oh
of your life.
Oh, my God.
Spider.
That's another 2 weeks.
No, it's perfect. For the rest
but
of
he comes
his life.
And he says, here's my resignation.
That's right.
Spider.
Hey, you know why he got the nickname? Is because he works on our website.
God,
we are falling apart.
We are really at the seams.
I think I'm giving up gambling in totality.
What?
I'm giving up gambling. Yeah, I'm not going to do it anymore at all. It's, you know, here's something it's taken me many years on this planet to learn. It is a foolish exercise.
You've never really taken this form of a stance before, though.
Well,
I mean, this is you've said I'm not going to do it for a while, or I'm not going
to. We bagged it down here prior
right.
to Vegas.
I remember that.
Vegas was going to be our chance. I let it all out in Vegas, you know, and it just sucks. It's not what it used to be. It's not. There's
what has
no
changed?
Fun in it for me. What's changed is there is absolutely no winning at all. There used to be enough winning to make it interesting. There seems to be less winning. I don't know whether that I just was on
I think
kind of
they
a lucky
have,
streak for the first half of my life.
No,
what?
It's. I'm sure that's it.
Are they not tighter?
I
are
think
they
the
not
slots
tighter?
Are tighter, but you know what? The table games are the same.
Yeah, you're right. The table games. Maybe the table games will be, but I'm done being a stupid slot player, like an old lady with a bag. I'm done. I'm
you're
done
better
doing
than that.
You are.
I can't do that anymore. It's very
especially
very
when they cheated Oscar yesterday.
Well, it solidified. This is this is a little inside baseball, but Mike and I had a long conversation after, I would say, Tuesday's show, where we're like, hey, that jackpot wasn't really a jackpot. We had a small conversation on air, but off air.
I've been thinking about it. You guys are right.
We did a deep dive off air because I'm such a degenerate slot player that plays those stupid machines where you put too much money into
I started working numbers in my head, multipliers and stuff like that. That's not that big of a deal on a $10 bet.
Yeah, it's not. And what it is as I told Oscar, they normally, if you are betting a dollar, for example, they will give you credits. If you see dollars up there or you see the bet should always be the credit for the bet.
Yes.
And on Oscar's machine, where he foolishly was pumping his hard-earned income into a $5 machine, the payoffs should have been in credits.
Right.
Okay? So that is the equivalent. It wasn't. It was in dollars. And what it is the equivalent to is putting a dollar into a machine and looking up, and they are paying you in quarters. You see?
Exactly.
Because that's the way, and that's they're cheating. And by the way, it is cheating. Yeah. That's what they do. If you were ever wondering what they are about,
oh, that's what
they
love.
Are about cheating you out of your money. They are stealing from you. Stealing. And I have said it many, many times over.
It's the truth.
It is, God's honest truth. It is legalized larceny. That's all it is. It is legalized. You have thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people, and then one person will win. And they will take a picture of their fat ass with a giant fake check, and they'll put it on the wall to create the illusion that there is a successful environment where, in fact, it is one of the most dank, dark, destitute, sad,
very
miserable, unhappy, terrible environments that you will ever be in. And it's got bells and whistles and fish and rabbits and dials, and they've got and buffalo and Playboy bunnies and Wheel of Fortune and all, and the way and it will constantly be going, and they allow you to do things that you would not be allowed to do in civilized society. You can drink for free and smoke
all you
want and cough and yell loudly, especially if you're in your douchebag 30s. You can scream like a toddler and behave like a complete a-hole, when meanwhile, it is just an atmosphere of death.
Yes.
It is death. You would be better served to bring a Krispy Kreme donut into a funeral home and eat it in the corner where the body is. That's my new theory.
Breach.
Yeah, sorry, it's pretty true, though.
It is pretty true.
I think that...
they don't make the money on the coffee shop or the show. It's gambling.
Spot on. What I thought was interesting is you mentioned smoking.
Yes.
Did you smoke at all this weekend, Mr.
No.
O'Man? Okay.
No. Did I? Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. No. Oh. Maybe one... I think maybe one on Friday night, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure if I bummed one on Friday... But no, because Carla wrangled me, and we were like, and I don't think I didn't get to that level where it becomes a priority, like it does sometimes when it's 10 below zero at Jimmy's restaurant.
Or when you were crossing
Wisconsin Avenue against traffic.
Right, with a cigarette in my hand, walking across like Jackie Gleason.
It's like some exact...
The Miami Beach audience is the greatest audience.
I just need one more. Just one more, Norton.
That's the night Mac and I drove you to your hotel, and your hotel was literally half a block away.
Yeah. That's right. You walked further for the cigarette than he did to get to his hotel.
Oh, also, since we're cleaning up a lot of old business here, would you do me a favor and apologize to one of your best friends, Michael Corleone, and explain to him, I totally apologize for not remembering him. I think he understood totally when he explained to me, no, I've met you before. I was with you, as he explained, I was with you the night we were trying your key on all the hotel rooms on your floor because you didn't remember what your hotel number was.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, that was...
Oh, it's nice. Yeah. He was a part of it.
That would have been that would have been the night that I left my bank card, my ID, and my car in the casino downstairs. Everything downstairs. And by the way, there's another thing: the free drinks that you're like, hey, this is great. You can play games and get free drinks.
Right?
No, no. They know. They recognize in this this cauldron of evil that that they will take more money from you if you happen to be inebriated.
Of course.
That's why.
Do you do you want to hear the line? And I don't enter this with Shannon or anybody else. The line of the day, the last day before we left the hotel.
Yeah.
Or the casino. One of the hosts comes up to me and says, I see you're not being raided. And I said,
I see you're not being raided.
Hello there.
And I said, oh yeah, it's probably too late now. No worries. Like this is just, we're leaving today. He goes, well, you're a lucky player. You should be raided.
Yeah, let me explain, let me translate.
Yeah, please.
So your host is saying to you, well, hold on a second, you won from us, which means there's an outside chance you may be leaving this hotel with more than you came in with, and we just don't want that to be a permanent situation. So we'd like to get a record of you, your social security number, your address, and your natural proclivities for entertainment so that we can lure you like one would throw a lure into a bass pond and hook you again and bring you in. Much like, well, let me tell you a story about a guy up the road a little piece. Work with the Win Corporation or the Lose Corporation.
Lose Corporation.
We refer to it. And, you know, we lured him in because he happened to be working on the same weekend that we were offering a free promotion with free rooms. And, you know, he was saying to his wife that once he got in there, because it's a losing casino, he won't gamble anything. That's so funny. So we decided to give him some credit. So we gave him $500 in free credit to put in the machine.
Hey.
And what that does is, you know, we kind of work him a little bit. We're working him a little
sure.
bit. There you go. All right. You can take that gesture any way you want. All right. But that's what they're doing.
It appears that you're having a mic. It appears that you're beckoning.
They're working.
Come into the casino. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, right,
that's not
right.
beckoning. No.
Yeah. Then, what's that?
And then he will, because the illusion has been created that, oh, I didn't win with your money, but I can win with my own.
Certainly, my luck has to change.
You're due.
Of course.
Right.
You're due. Yeah, they count on that notion. You know, yeah.
Fell into that.
But as I explained to my son, when I got back home, you know, there is nothing at all wrong with community college.
This is Trip Affleck from Austin, Texas.
Say what? Who's the P1 Hall of Fame hustler that all the listeners love?
You damn right. The men want to be like him and the women want to get with him. Or maybe it's the other way around.
Man, this cat Trip is a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
Hey, I'm just talking about Trip Affleck.
When you're ready to make the scene, be like P1 Hall of Famer Trip Affleck and get all the fly gear from the Mike O'Mara Shopping Center. Click the banner, fool.
Woo! There it is! Woo! There it is! Woo! There it is!
The best of O'Mara.
So, we're here. It's Tuesday. It's not Monday. Oscar's got a bad hamstring. I'm recovering from the cold. It's another week, and it's another week in the NFL. We will get to our picks. I cheated. I looked ahead.
Oh, no!
Wowsy woo woo.
Yeah.
Wowsy woo woo. That's all I can
tell you. Is that wowsy like you did lousy or wowsy like you did wowsy?
I think you know. But before we do anything,
and
we're
by
going
the
to
way,
get to
I, yes, knew, yes. I knew what was going on when he complimented us on our Vikings pick. I knew he knew what was going on.
Yes, he knew
in a group text.
He was cocky.
Yeah.
He was thinking about it.
This was, this is in the middle of the day, though. We had a bunch of games left.
I have a mountain to climb. That's the only tease. Mm-hmm. Let's open the mailbag because it's not about us. It's about
it's
you.
About
you. You.
You.
You.
You.
You.
You. You. You got what I need. I didn't know you were going to go that direction. I thought you might be going De Niro. You.
No. You. You're good, you. You're good, you. By the way, I saw an impressionist this morning where they did the face-changing technology, and he was doing Walken and De Niro and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Fake.
That is cheating.
It's not the same.
Yeah, that I agree. That's not the same. Anyone, you look at the face and you see that, you can. It's just, I don't like it. Rubs me the wrong way. I thought the impressions were adequate at best. The first letter comes from Benjamin Klein. He writes, regarding the bonus show, here's a minor bit of trivia about the Natural History Museum at the Smithsonian. Most of the stuffed animals were killed by Teddy Roosevelt on his African safari he took just after leaving office. How about that? Isn't that something?
Oh, I guess he
shot that elephant.
Sometimes, you know, when I've got the kind of dry throat and everything, when I'm reading a letter like that, I'm like going, why did I expend the energy?
Well, yes. we on the bonus show, Mike, as you blew out your voice, we talked about the Natural History Museum.
Well, the entire Smithsonian organization.
Yeah, and we were just talking about different exhibits and where they come from, so this makes sense.
Yeah.
A fun fact.
I'm sorry I wasn't there. Well, here we go again. It's not enough that my filthy sea wife... Wow. Such hostility at the beginning.
Yes, a little bit.
A jar of such considerable note that my nickname for her is Mason... Wow. Forgets to send a greeting for my birthday, but now she neglects our best drinking buddy's birthday. Sure, he has one less hand, but he possesses more heart than she will ever have. Wow. That being said, this Friday, the 18th day of October, it is my pleasure, nay, honor, to wish my boy, Major Effing Star Dennis Murphy, the happiest of birthdays. I think I speak for everyone in the Bowie Greenbelt corridor when I say moo moo cuckoo. How you doing? Hello, Bull.
Hey, Bull.
Joey Parsons of the Southern Maryland Peninsula.
I normally wouldn't include that letter, but it was so well written, and the moo moo cuckoo was nice.
It is sweet. Yes.
Very, very nice.
Moo moo cuckoo. And Dennis is celebrating a birthday. I think he's coming to Vegas. I'm pretty sure he's
going to. I hope so.
I'm 100%.
Oh, well, yes. Isn't that another? Hey, look, Tuesday's a day for good news.
Yeah, and he looks good for 80.
Yes, he does. Hey, guys, my husband, Frank Allgood. It's all good, Frank.
Hey, Frank, all good.
My husband, Frank Allgood, and I will celebrate 20 years of wedded bliss tomorrow. We are taking a weekend trip to New Orleans. Hey, good city. Yes. And I was wondering if... Yeah, that's really going out on a limb. Yeah, Mike. Good city. Yeah, thanks. Thanks. Diamond in the morning.
Buildings don't fall
hey,
down.
What is that in the
good.
In
yeah,
the
that's
south?
Horrible. God, that sucked. That happened, you know? I like it when the was it the Hard Rock that came out and said, we don't take any responsibility.
Well, we're building the building. We're just naming it when we're done.
This just was so ridiculously self-serving
the best,
from their
not
PR department.
The most well-worded statement.
No, some idiot in PR.
Yeah.
We didn't do it. We didn't do it, duh. Hey, where do you work?
I work in the PR department at the Hard Rock, Hard Rock Hotels. We didn't do it.
On my coughs. Oh, my.
Sorry. We are taking a weekend trip to New Orleans, and I was wondering if Mike, Rob, and Oscar have any suggestions for places to eat while we are there. Thanks for always bringing the funny. Janine Allgood. Janine, the great thing about New Orleans is you can just wander and duck into any joint you find and probably have reasonably good luck.
I've got one.
Yeah.
The All Cafe right. DuPont on that corner street.
Yes, where they make the food out of paint, Mike.
Are you talking about Cafe Du Monde?
I'm sorry, Cafe Du Monde.
Where they have the beignets.
The beignets, yes.
For
yes.
breakfast, it's a tourist trap,
yeah.
But it is breakfast, and the beignets are
and if you,
ducky.
And you bring in a paint sample, they'll match it.
And also, if you want to get off the beaten path a little bit, if you go about one or two blocks off of Bourbon Street, there's a place called Applebee's that is just... The appetizers are so good.
I will give everyone the restaurant where we had the team dinner, and that is the Desire Cafe in the Royal Sonesta Hotel.
Truly the best.
And,
truly
so
the best.
Good.
Absolutely in the middle of the quarter, the yes. French Quarter, and you'll have a delightful meal there.
At the greens.
A lot of the people that have worked there have been working there like 35, 36 years. Pretty.
And special. the guys did not oversell the space, because we walked in there. I was like, this place does not look like fine dining, because it doesn't really look like it.
Yeah, I remember it was like yesterday when Dirk Vastrick stood up and said, yeah, 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 mm-hmm. yeah, 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 yeah. Hey, 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 h
Yeah, it looks crowded
Remember
from the outside.
The food was great.
Mike, it looks crowded from the outside, but inside you'll find there's always room to fall down.
Yes, there is. Good day, mailbag. Next letter says, if Rob could please pull up the clip from last week where the buck smashes through the window into the slant. Played it for Carla. It was that great a clip beautiful. Last week.
As a setup for this letter, may I play it again?
Yes, because he has a brief commentary. Here Let's play the sound first. There it is.
And I think brought up to me after the fact, he has a curling iron in his antlers when he leaves.
Does he really?
Yeah, he stole it. He runs off with it.
Thank you.
Here's the commentary. Steve says, I think the funniest thing is to listen to it and think about it from the buck's perspective. So the buck is in that magical time of the year where he wants to do two things, fight and the other F word.
Right.
He sees another buck that looks just like him standing there puffing his chest out. How dare he stare at me? I'm magnificent and powerful. He twitches towards him, and the new buck mirrors the same movement. He decides to end this nonsense and beat this buck down. He charges full steam at him and smash. He's teleported into a nail salon, and he's standing on a tile floor with people screaming. He stands there, blinks his eyes a few times, has no idea WTF is going on, and exits through the door. Imagine the rest of that buck's life. He has a story about teleportation and nobody to tell it to. Whoa. You guys are the best. Love you all, and I'm not a pothead. Stevie V. Thank you, Steve. Appreciate that. Let's get through these now. Hey, guys. Like you, the wife and I love Succession. Oh, what a great book.
Oh,
Oscar. Oh, man. My God. We were late to find it, and I hate to share a little drinking game. I had to share a little drinking game Ashley and I enjoy while watching. For some reason, we made a joke in an early episode about drinking every time someone says, F off! As we're settling into season two, our silly game gets us quite a buzz on a regular basis. It really adds something. See you in Vegas. Kevin Scott, still not a doctor.
Oh, yeah. No.
It was spectacular. Spectacular finale.
Okay.
Absolutely wonderful.
It's for a different conversation, but I just want to ask you briefly, because Mike rarely texts me on the weekends.
Right.
But as soon as the show was over, I was thinking the same thing. I said, I got to talk to Mike about this. He texts me, wow, what a finale. We're not going to give anything away or spoil it, but Mike, did you see that coming?
At the moment it happened, right before, I said, oh, yeah. The possibility's
okay.
there.
But not on the boat. Not on the boat. Way, not on the boat.
Not on the boat.
No, not on the boat. Okay.
Not on the boat. And I have to ask you this.
Yes.
And turn your radios down if you haven't seen Succession.
Quick 10 seconds.
Yeah. Turn it down for a second. Did you notice at the very, very end the tiny little upturn? The tiny little smile.
Right? Yeah.
Which was spectacular.
Which is, that's what made the
like
episode.
Like what he wanted.
Because
he knew
like,
what he
he's
was
like,
doing.
Oh my God. Yeah. This is the guy. This is my offspring.
Spectacular. Absolutely spectacular. That show, it's ahead of everything right
now.
I love it. I love that they make great shows like that. Hello to Mike, Rob, Oscar, the commish, and Pony. I write to you this day to announce not the birth of my daughter Lenore Casa on September 13th, 2019. What? I don't get it.
He said that's not the main purpose of his letter.
Okay. And like Rob, I feel the need to, that's just.
Horrible.
It's terrible. Sorry, you don't get it. Sorry, you don't get it on.
Good.
No, I'll read it.
No, right. No, don't
I write
give him
to
the
you this day to announce not the birth of my daughter. What? Oh. What? What?
Don't give him the satisfaction.
Like, Rob, I feel the need to broadcast news of my recent vasectomy. Okay. I knew it. I knew it was a vasectomy guy. So proud. Well, you don't get your name on. God, that makes
just
me mad.
Just to be clear.
Just when you write the English language and you're trying to be cute, but you don't do it the right
and
way,
and
I'm just sitting here doing a live
and you deal with me
broadcast.
Already. You had a tough morning.
And I've got to call. Yes, English. Yes.
English.
Study it.
Learn it. Live it.
Jesus Christ. I write to you today not to.
It was a banister.
Pillister.
Dearest Maddie, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and assorted interns. Okay. It's for all of you, but I wanted to hear Maddie get a letter addressed to her. I'm a bonus show subscriber. Another delightful sentence structure.
Grammarly, everybody. Grammarly.
Okay. It's for all of you, but I wanted to hear Maddie get a letter addressed to her. I don't have the time to go back and say how you could have written it and it would have been clearer, but I could. I'm a bonus show subscriber, have been an avid listener for years, and I used to work for your terrestrial flagship, KCJJ, in sunny Iowa City. First, a couple of ideas for Maddie's new spinoff show, Maddie's Caddies, a show to chronicle the exploits of those wacky people that haul golf clubs around. That's funny. Maddie's Daddies, an expose to hunt down deadbeat dads. All right, he's redeeming himself beautifully. Hunt down deadbeat dads and get them to do the right thing and pay their child support. Maddie's Maddies. A profile a different angry person, like me, and have a different unhinged rant each episode. And then Maddie's Gladdies. Opposite of above. Really happy people.
That's
okay, enough of that. So I bought two fruitcakes with the intention of one, double the fruitcake pleasure, and two, I intend... Rob, I'm lost, bro. I'm lost. I can't decipher the way this guy writes. So I bought two fruitcakes with the intent... I will read this word for word the way it's written.
Please, please.
So I bought two fruitcakes with the intention of one, double the fruitcake pleasure, and two, I intend to get both the golden and platinum tickets.
Yeah, he wants some...
I bought two fruitcakes with two things in mind.
Right.
Yes.
One, that's how you fix that sentence.
Yeah.
So my question is... Are the tickets going to be used on the same episode, or can they staggered? They be staggered?
Can they be staggered?
Is there a B that goes in there?
Yes.
It's only when I'm under the influence of Dayquil that I get mailed.
Let's remember Maddie's
like
Caddies. He did pretty good there.
And Maddie's
Would
Daddies.
It be possible to fly out to Podcast Village for one episode and then use the platinum ticket at a later date to fly to Florida? I obviously can't be in two places at once, you know? Anyway, keep up the funny and hope to hear from you soon. Twice. He thinks he's going to win. Nick Sticka. Or Sticka. Is that a Nick Sticka
joke? He says, no, it's a long eye. It's Nick Sticka. But the thing that troubles me about it
long
is
eye.
That...
Long eye. Sorry, I read that.
That there was a famous radio character, Mike, named Nick Sticka.
Nick Sticker back in the WAVA days. We have to take a break. That was fun. I'm really glad I did that. Feel free to edit at will. Those, you know what I mean?
Slice them to ribbons.
Magna cum laude pen to chop them up a little more. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. Yes, the Breaking Bad movie that Rob already played a clip from.
Yeah.
Did we all take it in?
Absolutely.
Over the weekend?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I think I was the one that was saying beware of movies made after TV shows, but. Once again, is it Vince Gilligan, the director?
Mm-hmm.
I should have known better. That guy's a genius. He's really, really great at what he does.
And he also responsible for the writing of it, too. I think that's what's key.
That's the key. And it was tidy. It was tight.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't bogged down with flashbacks, but it had a few flashbacks. And I have to give Jesse Pinkman the thumbs up that he did just a magnificent job showing what, that captivity had done to him.
And how attractive a man can be.
it was great. Am I wrong in thinking, was there a lot of buzz on it? Or there wasn't a lot of splash?
It seemed to me like there should have been more. I felt that there should have been more.
I think that a lot of people went into this episode, and I have not read this anywhere, so if this is just me, it could be. I felt like it was genius of the producers to make it just segmented to, and this is no spoiler, to just Jesse Pinkman's escape.
Right.
And then his subsequent trials and tribulations of how and where he gets to what will be his next chapter in life.
Mm-hmm.
I expected more of a little more violence and revenge. Because you're so used to that in every episode that,
that he'd linger a little bit and try to get payback. He's so terrified.
But that's
that
not his character because I forgot that's not his character. That was Walter White's character where Walter White couldn't let it go.
Jesse's much more of a survivor.
Yes.
And also and this Robert actually brought this up because Robert has watched.
Your son?
Robert has watched all of Breaking Bad three times. He's binged it three times. He loves the show.
Oh, he loves it, huh?
But what he brought up that's so smart is the main purpose of the Walter White flashback in the diner was to remind us the way Jesse used to be. and he was, you know, much more hot-headed and mouthy and not beaten down in that diner scene. And then we get to see him the way he is now. It's a good reminder of the way he's changed and the way the captivity also changed him.
Also, the acting from so Aaron Paul, he portrays his captivity reminded me of how some abused dogs probably feel
when they're in captivity.
When they're and like, can you please, will you do this? And if I ask you not, the way that he was able to make us feel that way, where you're like, this guy.
How about the psychology of his captor?
Right?
I mean, that's just this broken monster, you know, where he just matter of fact. That show, you know what, as we discuss it here, as someone who was saying, hey, beware, might not be that good, but I have to say, that's a movie I could go back and watch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Very, very soon. Just like the
pacing.
Show Breaking Bad. Yeah,
the pacing was so, so good. And also just the little things that are almost like seasoning to it, like without a spoiler alert, but the nosy neighbor at the condo that keeps invoking himself into the plot. It's just like, I know. He's so well included. It's just
so
great.
Do you think that they leave the door open for a spinoff in the area where he is off?
His destination?
I've heard rumors that there are two more movies that are in, I guess, the possible pre-production.
I would give two movies just to the guys, the druggies in the house that he runs to.
Skinny Pete?
Yeah, I love them. Too. I love them.
They were fantastic, too.
And
a lot
they look
of great
the same.
TV.
They do.
They look the same.
And the last TV note, and we're going to have a little movie review a little bit later, too, because Rob took his mom to see Judy. And I'm dying to hear about that. Let me just say this about the last show that you guys are got me into watching, and Succession's one. The Righteous Gemstones had their finale as well.
Such a great show.
If you commit, which I finally decided, I figured out how to really enjoy the Gemstones, is you got to suspend a little disbelief and really just hurl yourself into the comedy of it, because it is. I was ready to text both of you guys with that finale when she's talking. The daughter especially.
Oh, she's
got me unhinged my... Unhinge my jaw.
I was there too, Daddy.
He goes to the dark side.
What he says? Just, what she says? Then I want to pick up his little boy. And
oh God!
She's completely sheltered and out of touch. That is another show that bring them back. Bring back Succession. Bring back HBO. You're plugging along, baby. You're doing a great job. Great entertainment out there. The good thing is you can go back and watch them on your own. If we want to recommend a couple of biggies to you, it's that show Succession. The Breaking Bad movie's fantastic, and The Righteous Gemstones is one of the funniest.
I'm ready to watch Gemstones from episode one again, because I've watched it all the way through. It's so great.
They seem to have a particular body part that they are focused with,
they
both
like
in
that,
firearms
don't they? Yes.
And in and the daughter, who seems to like a particular activity, which is, usually that's just gross and not funny, right? But it's the way they handle it. They do it so well on that show.
And again,
it's
with no spoilers, what Danny McBride says, and she ain't even apologized for that yet.
Hey, Ringo, play something hot, will ya?
We will call this Mike O'Mara Life of Privilege Spotlight. Country Club Corner.
The dance of the living dead.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in.
By the way, there are people who literally never leave this.
Don't you have homes?
The Mike O'Mara bonus show is like a private, members-only country club for your funny bone.
You scare up another round for our table over here and tell the cook this is low-grade dog food, all right?
The TMOS bonus show is an extra hour of uncensored exclusive content every week. Click the banner at MikeOMaraShow.com.
What about my asthma? I'll give you asthma.
I'll guarantee you'll never be a member here.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Membership has its privileges.
It's in the hole!
I should have yelled too!
The best of O'Mara.
All right, let's bring Maddie in. Let's bring in the commissioner. Woo! We just have a shopping list of stuff we have to get done today. We have to do our picks early because of the Thanksgiving holiday, and we have to get our picks. And I am on the back end of this situation, and I desperately need to turn things around, and it has to happen soon.
Mads
and
is on
not sure how to approach
the precipice of leaving for Buffalo, New York, jumping in a car here this afternoon and heading home to her family.
Maddie, you're going to go up and see the fam and have Turkey Day up in Buffalo, New York.
Yes, I'm so excited. It's my favorite day of the year. Can't wait.
Now, do you do turkey or lasagna?
We do turkey.
Okay, just turkey.
The weather map that I'm looking at for the East Coast is okay. And my daughter has just landed, believe it or not.
You've got confirmation?
You know what? These apps suck butt. Okay?
Oh, wow.
Really? I'm sorry. No, if you say 8:31 a.m. is the time and it's early,
is that a
how about telling us that the plane has landed?
Is that a one-star rating?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to find out. Hold on.
Air tracker, one star, sucks butt.
All right, let me call.
Sucks butt.
I'm sorry, Maddie. Gross. Will you excuse me for just a second?
Matt, of course.
Is your beau
going with you, or is he going home?
No, he's already home. Actually,
is he home to Buffalo as well?
No, he's in L.A. Oh.
Of course, he's in Los Angeles.
Sweetie,
I forgot.
Has she landed?
I don't know. I haven't heard from her.
Turkey has not landed.
All right, let me check my
ask her about her crick in her neck, Mike.
She's feeling better.
Yeah, I hope she's feeling better.
No, I don't have any texts yet. She's supposed to be there. Are you staying out of the airport? You're not going in, right?
No. I'm at the what?
I didn't say anything.
Okay.
Oh, she didn't see.
How's your neck?
Abort.
How's your neck?
Get out of it.
It's better than yesterday.
Okay, good.
Is the airport crowded?
Yeah. Rob wants to know if the airport's crowded.
Everybody's in a really good mood.
Oh, yes, because it's
great.
The holidays.
Oh,
yeah, and it's sunny. And
I have to tell you, this old man came up to me while we were getting a Slurpee for Michael, and he goes, ask him if he knows what that is. And it was a telephone on the wall, you know, a payphone.
Yeah.
did you do it? Did you ask him?
Uh-huh. Yeah, he had no idea.
That's crazy.
Wow.
That's funny. Crazy. All right. I hope you ran away from that old man after that.
I thought he was going to point at his right. Dungaroos.
A lot of other things.
Will you text me when you know that Catherine's okay?
Yep, I will.
All right, love you.
I love you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Love
you.
Right,
someone on Facebook I saw wrote this week, they felt incredibly old because someone said, their kid said to them, why do you say hang up a phone?
I know.
It's true.
It's true.
Yeah. It's weird the way time does fly. But Maddie, I'm glad you're going to be with the fam.
Bam.
I'm glad my daughter's coming down here and we're going to have a nice Thanksgiving. I'm going out this afternoon, as a matter of fact, after my dental appointment. I am going out like with Novocaine to do my Thanksgiving shopping.
Do you have any bread crumbs?
Hey, is this a fresh turkey or a frozen turkey? Maddie, my record sucks, right, currently?
What do we got?
Well, for the week, Mike, you had 5-9.
A lot of risks taken last week, Mike. A lot of risks.
Oscar, you had 9-5.
Mm, that's good.
And Rob finished with 11-3.
And that's very, very good.
Where are you two guys? Because I'm out of it. Well, the competition's between
Rob
you two.
And Oscar are tied once again.
Oh, no!
This is not okay!
111.
Neck and neck!
111-61. And Mike, you're at 93-79.
I have to have a miracle. I'm never
going to
have a miracle week. Rob picks the favorites, and I pick the favorites. And then when I started not picking the favorites, I get 5-9.
Here we go.
I mean,
Thanksgiving miracle.
All.
Let's do it.
And Mike, we're also joined by...
Oh.
From the out west, they'd say.
The Diamond Man.
From Pahrump, Nevada, Nicholas Diamond is on the line.
Yes. Hello, gentlemen. Happy Taco Tuesday.
Oh, fantastic. Nikki. Great to have you on the show. I know Thanksgiving is one of your favorite holidays. You always seem to do something unusual. I'm wondering if maybe this is the year you have a little better Thanksgiving than some of the ones you've described in the past. Any big plans for the holiday, Nick?
Huge plans. I got a coupon right here, $10.99 at the Back Porch Cafe. Turkey, mashed potatoes, gravy, stuffing, cranberries, and a vegetable. Wow!
There you go. Light him up. All right, Maddie, we're ready to pick the games, and then Nikki will give us his picks for the week. And that's called teeing it up, and somebody hit it out of the park.
I wonder what vegetable he'll get.
Yes, sir. What's that?
I wonder what vegetable he'll get.
Probably mixed carrots and peas.
Next week. That's called a tease, ladies and gentlemen.
We'll have to wait to find out. Here's Nicholas Diamond, my friends.
First of all, Bermuda Boy, I hope you're feeling better after your unfortunate accident.
Thank you, sir.
In Las Vegas.
Working on it.
If you're willing, if you want to sue, I have a lawyer, Paul Powell. We can take the whole city down. There was the taxi cab company. That freaking Fremont Street won't take them all. Let's get that money, Bermuda Boy.
All right, calm down.
Not about
calm
that.
Calm down.
Misplaced.
10%. He wants 10% of it. He does. Yeah. He really
my
does.
God.
Let's go Thanksgiving game slate. 3 big games on Thanksgiving. They used to have 2, and now you know what? There's no reason to not eat and just sit for 15 straight hours. It's go America. Anyway, first of all, no more green bean casserole. Nobody likes that, okay? And the sweet potatoes with the marshmallows, stop it. Marshmallows are for graham crackers and chocolate. That's it. Stop forcing them at other things, okay?
I'm with you. Right, I'm with you, Nikki. I love this.
And cranberries should be sauced out of the can. We're going to slave all day and cook and then eat something out of a can. What are we, peasants?
This is great. This is better than football. I love this. This is
football,
awesome.
I gave up on that years ago.
Oh, dear.
Right now. Okay, we'll go Thanksgiving. I say the carry. Your sleeper. You snooze you in. Cole Beasley returns to Dallas, the former Cowboy, now a Buffalo Bill. He will have a great game, 100 yards and a touchdown. And speaking of the Bills, they're going to go full Cerrito on those Cowboys. It's a Merle. It's a sure thing. Buffalo going into Big D and taking them, baby.
Wow.
And your double diamond pick of the week, early game and the late game, Allen Robinson for the Bears and Julio Jones for the Falcons. 2 wide receivers will light them up like a turkey, baby.
Wow. Thank you, Nikki. God bless Nikki Diamond. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Enjoy the vegetable special. Thank you very much, Nikki. We appreciate that. Hello, everybody. This is Bob Barker. And yes, I'm still alive. When I was hosting The Price is Right from Television City in Hollywood, we played a lot of pricing games. Barker's Bargain Bar, Hole in One, Punch a Budge, Grocery Game, Golden Road, Plinko, and of course the lamest one of all, the Bonus Game. I hated the Bonus Game. If you want a good bonus, why not try the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show? Blah, blah, blah. I like when they say bad words. That's how much it meant to me. You can buy it at MikeO'MaraShow.com. It's a fun way to support TMOS. Thank you. And don't forget to help control the internet population. Have your podcasters spayed or neutered. Goodbye, everybody.
The Best of O'Mara.
Welcome back to the show, our post-holiday hangover show, everybody. We're discussing.
I'm
we know
still
Rob.
Full.
I went to Cocoonville and felt so gross on Thursday night.
I really?
I
unclean? Do you think the facility was unclean?
You're doing
no,
anything for
not
food?
Gross, just because overeating gross. Just overeating nasty gross. No. I said to my wife, I said that I understand this is a holiday celebration with mashed potatoes and gravy and turkey, but it really, I mean, it's like dead weight in your gut.
I'm done with mashed potatoes for a month at least.
This is so sad.
What?
They had a very Kardashian Christmas this past Sunday, which would have been last night I watched with my girl.
Would they eat beans?
No.
Did they spell Christmas with a K?
No, they actually have a huge holiday, like a Christmas party every year, right? Mm,
that's shocking that they would do something that was showy.
Kim Kardashian said the same thing you just said. She goes, I hate Thanksgiving food at their Christmas party.
It's just heavy.
Yeah, and she's, I'd rather spend my calories elsewhere. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, no one yells that at the Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah,
I disagree.
Kim Kardashian. Yeah.
But when everyone was hitting desserts, I was going back for a little more turkey. I love Thanksgiving.
Let me get out of the way my very boring Thanksgiving. Please. Then I'm going to move on to Oscar's dad. I want to talk about that because you guys had more interesting Thanksgivings than I did. Mine was the same old drill down here. We got the call the day before that we were going to be doing something a little different. We do a thing down here called Feed the 5,000, where you send meals out to well over 5,000 people now in the Southwest Florida area that need a Thanksgiving dinner. It is, you know, if you've never had, 60 Minutes had a great piece on Jose Andreas.
Oh, phenomenal.
Last night down in Puerto Rico. And there is the, doing work for others is wonderful anyway on any level. Doing it in the area of food is just, there's something incredibly organic about it, and it feels good. This year, we had a different mission where we were instructed that we weren't going to be going delivering meals to individual homes. We were going to be delivering one massive delivery to Immokalee. Immokalee, Florida, for those of you that might not know the Southwest Florida area. Immokalee, Florida, for many, many years, has been kind of the agricultural citrus center of Florida, which provides us with all our oranges anyway. Mm-hmm. And for years and years and years, the living conditions for the workers in and around Immokalee were really bordering on slave labor. Mm-hmm. It was really spectacularly hard, but still an amazingly heavily populated and very poverty stricken area. And so we were told that we needed to take one big delivery. What we didn't know is we were going to need two cars to do it.
Wow. So big. Really big.
So, you know, we had, I think there were, they break them down into fours and twos. That's how they're served. They put them in the big foil container and you put four in the back of your car.
So a meal for four people?
Meal for four, meal for two. Mm. And my, the back of one SUV was, absolutely stuffed to the top. That's fine because that's the turkey and all the heavy duty stuff.
Right, right.
The stuff that's a little dicey is the cranberry sauce and the gravy, which comes in individual little containers, okay? So they put that in boxes. Look, this is a grassroots effort. They're not big trucks outside of the main distribution trucks where all the meals are. And so it became apparent I had to go back to the house and grab another SUV because my my wife and I were both going to now drive out to Immokalee, which is about 45 to 50 minutes away from where we are. So we did that. I am not on the road. I am not on the road. 1 second, I take my first left turn out of the main artery. I hear crash.
Oh no!
And I drove the whole way. I don't know what collapsed or whatever. But
there goes the gravy.
Envisioned cranberry sauce and gravy in the back. But it was great. And the advantage to that is that it was much even with the hour that we drove and then the hour back. It was really not that long commitment, and we were here, and then it was off to get somebody to carve our turkey, and that was it. And it was happy, and my little guy looked great, and
he looked great.
You know, it was
so cute.
But I have to say, after that, it was just this horrible lead stomach. You know, tryptophan. I went to bed basically at like 4 o'clock.
Oh no!
So yeah, the early meal.
But Thanksgiving,
I said I'm going to go watch TV, and they let Carla hang with her mom and the little guy, and I was like, you know, the whole day. It was terrible.
Thanksgiving's the only time I figured Thanksgiving, especially for you guys outside of family, but your love of food, right? As a foodies yourselves,
I have to say
yes.
This: are the food element is, for me personally is special. Only when you're cooking it yourself. If you're going
to
a place where they're providing it, I don't like it.
I've had dry Thanksgivings when I've had girlfriends in the past where I had to go to their house for Thanksgiving.
And you
and
can't
it's not
drink?
The same. Oh, now you, not just you can't drink. It's like the food's horrible. They don't know how to make stuffing. The turkey's dry. You got to fake it all the way.
I like to have it in my own house, and I like to have it homemade. But if you're not going to get that, the moral of the story is one helping.
One helping.
One helping will be very, very
strong.
Helpful. Thank you. Thank you very much. And I like the whole leftover deal and all that. But
it was
a big bowl of okay. That's what Thanksgiving was. Now, you, Oscar, said that there was some sort of major address given by your father to the family.
Santana clan went to
Clantana.
The Clantana. The O-Town, only Maryland. Next,
was that reality show O-Town about only Maryland?
No, it wasn't. It was a band.
Okay.
By the way, if you want to know the nicest town in the suburbs of D.C., it's Olney.
It's a nice town. That's where Johnny Cakes Oliver lives, a house away
that's
from my
right.
parents.
Well, that's and now you know. And as soon as that became public, everybody wanted to move.
The Hollywood has the Walk of Fame.
Yes.
Right. We've got the Block of Fame. It's
by the way, like when
Oscar
there's 72
stars. Cakes.
When they're 70 years old and they're all wondering where their money went, Johnny Cakes Oval will be sitting there, you know, with his shopping malls and his real estate developments going, well, I just kept everything I had.
Lighting a cigarette with a $100 bill.
There he goes. Absolutely.
He's still happy to hear him and his kids playing basketball in his backyard all the time. I'm like, oh, they're having a great time.
Man has lived within his means.
Oh, my
That's
God.
A very smart thing. He will be a very happy dude. Yep.
So I arrive on I would arrive the day before Thanksgiving, Wednesday evening. Right?
Did you and your bride spend the night?
We spent
the
night all weekend except for Wednesday because we were picking up my brother from the airport on Thursday morning. He came in on Thanksgiving Day.
I got it. So you spent Wednesday night in D.C.
In D.C. So it's Thursday, Friday,
Elf House.
Saturday, everybody, right?
Did you say Elf House?
I said Elf House.
No, Mike, no one asked to come over our house. It's so small. Oh. Nobody,
so small.
No one said, hey, we're going shopping. You mind? Nothing.
Getting
nothing,
nicer by the day.
Oh, my God, yes. Mm-hmm. I think the lack of oven still bothers them. We're still waiting, you know, until things kind of get right to fix that.
So you don't have an oven?
We have we have that little camper thing that
you
we
have a toaster
on.
Oven?
Okay, that's a stove. An oven involves baking.
Okay, we have no oven. We have a bake. We have the little oven you buy for a countertop that we bake in when we have to
bake. A toaster oven.
Yeah, a toaster oven.
We actually have tape from Oscar's house.
Let's listen.
It's an Elf House. I get that.
Oscar! You're making English muffins in your toaster oven.
You guys are dicks.
We can't make brownies.
I want to be late to the studio.
Hey, I was on time today.
I know. You beat me by a minute.
It was a tie.
You know, I guess I could have made money back then. I do every one of those voices from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yeah, but you're too much of a good guy to put your talents to a show that really emphasizes unhealthy relationships.
Yeah, we will.
You
do,
would have said, this is BS. I'm not doing this.
Would that be our new tradition that we break down the sadistic nature of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Rudolph, you can't play in any more reindeer games.
What a prick.
He was
anyway,
sure.
We'll do that. We'll do that later. So Oscar, see, it's Thanksgiving.
We have a new baby in town, which is Sebastian, right?
Sebastian.
And Sebastian.
I thought you were talking about Shannon.
No. We have to work around his schedule. We usually eat at 5, 6 p.m., mm-hmm. Especially when the kids are around, because they know they have to graze all day before big Thanksgiving Day dinner, mm-hmm. right? I think that's traditionally what people do.
So what time was the meal? 2:30.
2:30.
I love 2:30. I love 2:00.
Oh, see, we're not a 2:30 family, but now we are because of the baby's schedule, right?
2:30 is great because it allows for a second pass.
Late in the evening.
Yeah. That's right.
So immediately I thought about, we got the heads up at 11 a.m. and said, dinner's at 2:30, which is essentially lunch dinner, linner.
Right, lunner.
Usually there's a lot of grazing. My mom's got empanadas, sateñas, all laid out. She made that regardless, but we all stayed away from the food because we didn't want to not have Thanksgiving Day dinner. We want an appetite for that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
there was
absolutely.
No grazing. And by the time we all sat down, we're all in our formal wear. Guys have suits on, the girls have dresses on, the little baby's got his little
That's
bow tie
sweet.
And suit.
See,
right?
I like that picture.
We're sitting down.
That picture a lot.
Oscar, are you wearing a suit with short pants?
No short pants.
Okay.
And it was a little hot in there. We did have to open a window.
Okay.
And I said... Dad, can we do speeches? We have that tradition of saying what we're thankful for afterwards. He goes, yes.
Have you done that before?
We've done that maybe on like when we were all starving, things had to change, right? Maybe if we're all late and everyone's just hungry, we can do it after we eat.
And but you wanted to do it before.
Yes. And that rarely happens. This is an emergency situation because everyone is hungry. They're starving, right?
So did you suggest the speech before dinner?
I said, papi, podemos hacer los speeches después de que comemos un poquito, right?
So cute.
So, and he said, Oscar, fine, but I get to start off before anybody starts. Like
I'm confused.
He wants to do his own speech. He wants to do his own speech before anybody
Before
eats.
Dinner or after
before,
dinner?
Before, but everyone else can go afterwards. He wants to speak before.
So he wants to speak before. Now I'm listening.
Yeah, he's right? Like the opening act.
Yeah. So he's like, oh, you're not messing with my schedule, kid. I put you through college. So he's... And we're starving. We have not eaten. This is a different schedule. We've been waiting for things. Everyone sitting there is like watering at their mouth. The food is served in front of us.
Everything
right?
is topsy-turvy this year. This is not traditional.
Yes.
Right.
And my dad starts off, well, again, I'm happy I can be here. I praise Allah for one more year with my family. And as usual...
Your father's a Muslim?
No, but he says God. I just call it Allah. Okay. And he says... He says, I would believe that God brought me here to be with my family one more. So right now the preamble is just destroying us because we're like, all right, you're thankful you're alive. We get it. Move on. So he goes, and then in my research for Thanksgiving, because as you know, in Latin America, we don't have Thanksgiving. We just are thankful to be there. Like then he's like dissing the U.S., right? And meanwhile, sure. It's giving everything. And then I'm like, all right, Pa, with your political statement. And then.
So he's saying there are people less fortunate around the world.
Yeah, he's giving us that spiel.
You should count your blessings that you're in the Estados Unidos.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We are truly the American dream. And I did my research, and in 1863, he went into the Pinta, the Santa Maria, and Columbus. And we're all sitting there, and my brother and I and my sister are staring at each other. We're like, what happened to we're starving bit, right? You're going back in the 1800s.
Well, it was
giving a historical speech.
Reference. It was, he was
1620, and it was the Pilgrims. It had nothing to do with Columbus. It had nothing to do with the 1860s.
Well, Oscar was too busy staring at Jose.
Yeah, I wasn't paying attention.
And going, what the hell is he talking about?
He didn't mention the boats. He mentioned, like, in Virginia.
Okay.
He was mentioning years. He had all his facts right.
The long and short, you weren't paying attention. You thought he was going crazy. That's what happened, right?
No. The long and short of it. He doesn't know what a short speech is before we eat. So,
how long did the speech go on for?
It was 10 minutes in until I interrupted him because someone had to pipe up.
Oh,
I
said, no, you were the one. Well, yeah, you're always the heavy.
Yeah, I think they're all scared. I said, hey, hey, Pops, I love you, man, but you're killing us. We're starving. And he said, ¿qué? Like all indignant. And I said, Papi, remember when we said we're starving? No one will tell you right now, but we're dying inside. The food is going to get cold. It's right in front of us. Can we please bring this? Can we pick this up after we get a few bites in us? And he goes, okay, fine. Fine, Oscar.
I guess I can't speak.
Oh, yeah, be a man, of course.
Wow.
Right? So then everybody dug into the food. It was cold, of course, because it was 10 minutes later.
Right.
And so I'm sitting there like, oh, this is going to be rough a little later. It's going to come back. He does not forget, right? He's like an elephant. He'll remember everything. And
you were the heavy.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
well, see, you're the broadcaster. You know when there's an appropriate speech or not.
It wasn't. There was no dead air. He was killing it, but we were starving, right? And we start eating. He goes,
was it quiet after that?
Oh, it was dead quiet, but I was eating.
Quiet and angry?
No, it was quiet.
I can hear it, just the
my
clinking
of
plates.
My brother and sister were like, well, someone had to bite that bullet, but let's just eat. No one was backing me up. The meal ends. And then it's like time for speeches, right? And I say, all right, time for speeches. Like, try to break the ice.
Papa, you want to wrap it up again?
No.
You want to paraphrase that?
I looked at him, and he, without saying a word, just gave me the nod of no, no, no. Like, he's done. He's done for the evening.
I don't wish to speak to people who are ungrateful for my words. Yes. I do not wish to share any of my wisdom with all of you ingrates.
So
I put you through college.
We essentially went around the room again. My dad didn't speak again. So there's this black cloud lingering.
Did your mom join it, or is there only the men at the table?
No. Everybody speaks. The kids, everybody. Okay. Like, everybody at the table.
Mike, in his house, only the men sit at the table.
So that would be nice. And
with a surprise.
I know. I was okay with it.
Right.
That evening ends. Black cloud. He didn't stay for movie time after you know, we ate.
What was the movie?
He retired to his office. I think we ordered Transformers, the latest edition for the kids. Somebody, for all of us
it's
to
Oscar's
watch.
Evening.
Yes. It is. Papa, great. Do you want to watch Transformers again?
No, Oscar, I have work to do in my office.
But Dad, this movie is amazing.
Meanwhile, he's retired. What work does he have to do? So
he started on next year's speech.
So you ruined his Thanksgiving.
I ruined it.
You did.
Ruined. Next day.
You wrecked his Thanksgiving.
Black Friday, right?
Yeah.
Black Friday is birthday day because we're celebrating my...
It's not birthday season.
My nephew's first birthday a little early as a family.
Luca?
Not Luca. Sebastian.
Sebastian,
the brand new baby.
The brand new baby was just born.
Last December. So we're celebrating a little early.
All right.
Well, yeah.
Time flies.
Time does fly.
Wow.
And my mom got a cake. Everything's laid out. She actually got two cakes because Luca's birthday was a week ago, so she got one for his 12th birthday. So it's a double birthday party.
That's right? Sweet double to do birthdays. On a Thanksgiving Friday.
Still black cloud. My dad's giving me the cold shoulder. Like, I do everything. Do you need some leftovers, Dad? Nothing. I get nothing. He knows I
so
burned him.
So you're hypersensitive to the fact that he's holding a grudge.
I burned him, and my sister Tatiana was like, hey, is he any better today? I'm like, no. Still getting. I got burned for you guys.
Can I ask you one question?
Yes.
after you, when he's doing the rambling speech, you're like, yeah, yeah, Dad, all right, please, can we just eat?
No, I was nice about it, Mike. I was nice about
it. But still, it's disrespectful.
I said, this history lesson is great, but we need to eat.
Oscar, you know?
I know, I know how I feel.
You know, it's the thing is, did anybody, you said nobody gave you any backup, but did they go completely the other way and give you a little crap? Hey, you shouldn't have interrupted.
No, when we were done, after a few adult beverages were had, my brother leaned over. He was like, thanks for biting the bullet. Like, we had to move on. Like,
were they aware that your dad was having a bad time?
Yeah,
with
they
you?
Knew. They knew. Yeah. Because he was talking to everybody.
All right,
at the table,
so it continues into Friday. That's
Friday.
Cool.
We're all sitting at the, briefly.
Okay.
We're sitting there, cakes in front of him, sing happy birthday, and my dad says, I'd like to give a toast.
Oh, boy.
Right? And because my father is the absolute best when it comes to this, he says, I'd like to continue my speech from last night.
But that's good, right?
Yes!
But that's good because yes! That's going to be closure, yes! Then you're forgiven.
It's a picture of Carla from Vegas or New Orleans.
Yeah, nice and dark.
The thing amazing about it is he's got that big Dirk energy.
Big Dirk energy, yes.
That was good.
The Mike O'Mara Show podcast is chock full of laughs and stories. Every episode improves your mood, lifts your spirits, and gives you more male vitality. But for maximum impact, you have to subscribe to the TMOS bonus show. Only then can you get
Big Dirk energy.
Get hard for your money back.
It's P1 Hall of Famer Dirk Vastrick. Big Dirk energy is a real thing. I've been listening for almost 12 years, and the TMOS bonus show always puts a smile on my face, a spring in my step, and let's just say there haven't been any complaints in the bedroom.
Ooh, yeah!
Subscribe to the TMOS bonus show today and get Big Dirk energy. Click the banner at MikeOMaraShow.com.
It's electric. Woogie, woogie, woogie.
The best of O'Mara.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I love both of your Thanksgiving. I like that. You know, ours, to be honest with you, we're still long distance down here. So it's
sure.
My mother-in-law was in town. That was some family connection. But I found out Catherine, with her new schedule that she has, she's not going to make it down for Christmas. I will get Elizabeth for a week. But this is just feeling a little lonely.
Aww. Yeah, disconnected. And take some solace. You did some good. You delivered those meals. We didn't do anything help anybody out.
Well, the thing is, though, I really have something that I've talked about, what I want for Christmas and the gifts that I want. But I am telling you, I am very, very excited because even though I'm a little sad about the family not being here, I am confident that this product, this reasonably priced product that I am going to get, that I've asked for, and hopefully I'll get it before the holiday, will make my holiday. I saw this commercial on TV. I think I was watching the Golf Channel, watching the Australian Open. And I will tell you this, that this is going to be a life changer for me when I get my product of the weekend. Actually, maybe the product of the month, even the product of the year, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
The Wonder Bible. The Talking Bible.
Wow.
The Talking Bible.
My.
That's it. The Talking Bible.
Can I look it up?
How does it work?
Look up the Wonder Bible. Wonder I don't have it in front of me. Wonder You're going to have to look Wonder up the Bible. The Wonder
it's Jesus
Bible.
Jesus in a box.
It's not Jesus in a box.
Well, it's the Word of God in a box. I think that's exactly what
Old
it is.
Old and New Testament?
I don't know. I don't know the date. It's maroon. It's got little buttons on it. It's got a speaker. And it just you can play clips from the Bible. And it's awesome.
Oh, my God. It looks like an alarm clock.
Yeah, it's
Look at that.
It's
the Wonder
it's
Bible.
Fantastic.
Oh, that's fantastic. Oh.
I mean, the Wonder Bible is the Bible is good enough. Rob gave me a Bible when my child was baptized.
Mike, this is definitely Chinese
Mike,
made, right?
Tell the truth.
Chinese.
Oh, yeah.
I've given you a Bible every year we've known each other.
Yes, different types. Small ones, pocket, I mean, it's absolutely an incredible product.
And what's really the first thing you do when you get into a hotel room, Mike?
I read.
You read the Bible. You open the drawer.
That's you can I listen do. To the Bible anytime, anywhere.
It's just $29.99. Yeah.
Right on the heels.
The spoken word of God, truly a gift for all to enjoy. Listen to the letters, gospels, psalms, prophecies, and more. Now you can hear the spoken word of God anytime, anywhere. Each set includes one Wonder Bible audio player, one bonus USB charging cable, and 10 new bonus meditation tracks.
Oh, fantastic.
$39.99. That's what it is. So that's great.
Hey, hold on. Here's a video.
Be thy name.
The words of the Bible are a guiding light for the faithful. Now, the spoken word of God can be heard anytime.
And God said,
anywhere.
Let there be light.
Is that the author?
Wonder
I mean,
Bible.
I'm sorry, not
the
author.
It's not the author.
Is that the narrator?
Yes.
The Lord is my shepherd.
All right, turn it down. Turn it down. Let me see if I can duplicate that a little bit.
Please.
I'm going to turn that right way up here. Good. Go, really. And God said, let there be light.
Oh, that's strong. Yeah, a little more, less sex. Less sex.
No, more really? Sex.
No, yeah. It sounds like he's sexy.
Show.
Well, there should be certain Bible books are very sexy. Like Esther.
I'm going back to my normal sex.
Oh, okay. Excuse me. I'm sorry about that.
I didn't pull that off.
Mike, can I ask you, would this be something that little Michael could be into? Because he's not reading yet, is he?
You know what? That's a no.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, I just thought that was a.
There's a phone number here. Do you want to call the Wonder Bible?
No, I don't. No. Okay. I think we've gone far enough. Jeff Goldblum, we've gone far enough with the Wonder Bible.
99 is not bad.
Hey, Rob, you know the drill. I've been doing it for a long, long time. We've already pissed a significant amount of our audience off
with
that. So,
but there's another part of the audience, probably the other part,
that's loving every minute of it. They would like it to go all day.
Exactly.
You know?
That's what they like.
I have sinned against you. I beg you, forgive me. That's Jimmy Swaggart way back when.
You have
when
a
the,
church you go to on a regular basis. Your kid goes to CCD, doesn't he?
That's true. That's true, but I don't want to Wonder Bible.
Have him hear some Ephesians. You know, get it done.
Yeah.
Ephesians?
I
go to the book of Ephesians.
Let's rock a letter of Paul to the Corinthians.
Yeah, let's get some Leviticus going.
Yeah.
Hey, like that Leviticus.
Yes.
From Paul to the Canimidiates. The Canimidiates. That's it.
Did you when you were going to Mass back in the day, did they have the Missalette, which was like a monthly thing?
Yeah.
Or did you have the hardback book?
Yeah, we had the Missalette.
Wasn't it awesome when they would go and do all the readings, and they went to the fourth option, and it was the really short option?
That was when they did when they said the Mass over the meal.
Exactly.
Listen, how great a Catholic am I?
Well,
I'm
right with you.
When they had the snacks.
You know, when they
said
the
prayer. When they said the prayer on the snacks. We have to take a break again. I'm sorry. We're super backed up. Yeah. When they prayed over the snacks and then
they
gave us
snacks. They said grace. That's right. That's nice.
And what Rob's referring to is that in the Catholic Church, they had like four or five different prayers for celebrating the Eucharist,
which is
communion. All right.
Right.
And we would always pray, oddly enough, for the shortest version because they're. Were simply, you know, different prayers that were a lot longer. That was the through him, with him, in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit.
There was one that had all the saints listed, and then I think number four just said, and all the saints.
Yeah, and that the first one, which was the super, long one, and you would practically hear the church go, oh, no.
Like 600 Napoleon Dynamite.
Thank you. Oh, but my lips hurt real bad.
Want more? Make sure you check out The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.